It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. Coming up, we'll get a handle on the science of cheese.
But first, the deadline to get nomination signatures in for this fall's elections is just around the bend. Candidates need to have the paperwork filed by 5 o'clock today.
People with signatures will appear on the fall ballot, and any primary race will take place in August.
Jason Stein joins us now for a look at these races. He's a Capitol reporter with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Jason, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Rob. Thanks for having me.
Well, the marquee race this year in Wisconsin is the race for governor. Mary Burke expected to be Governor Walker's Democratic challenger. I don't think there's any question of whether those two are going to get enough signatures, first of all.
No. I mean, both sides said they turned in around the maximum number for a gubernatorial candidate, which is 4,000. That's about twice the minimum number needed. So one out of two signatures would have to be bad for one of those two to fail to make it on the ballot.
Outgoing state representative now, Brett Halsey, wants to be a challenger in this race as well. And that's, if anybody's holding their breath on this one, it's whether he might get the signatures in.
Right. He told me this morning that he had 2,200. I have not seen those. You know, that's what he says he has. He's going to need to get those in pretty soon. He said he was going to talk to me before he did that, but I haven't heard from him. So, you know, we'll see what he has at the end of the day.
A signature collecting is one of the more mundane elements of any political campaign, but it does happen sometimes. Usually, I think, at smaller races that the parties or the candidates will want to go through the other side's signatures, see if they can ding enough to keep somebody off of the ballot. Does that happen often?
It happens sometimes. I mean, you do see it. Where it typically will happen, where it sort of separates the people from who are just toying with the race and have publicly talked about it from the people that are really running. I mean, one case that I remember was when State Rep. John Nygren wanted to challenge one of the senators from Green Bay in the recall election.
Right.
Right, exactly. And John got just enough signatures but failed to get on the ballot because a few of them were invalidated.
Yeah, that's not a happy moment for any candidate, I'm sure.
No, it's certainly not. I mean, it's sort of like political malpractice. If a campaign manager fails to get has a legitimate candidate and fails to get the number of signatures needed.
Well, let's stay with the legislature. There have been a fair amount of retirements announced from the Wisconsin State Legislature this year. Are there any districts around the state, Senate or Assembly, that you have your eye on, you think might be interesting or hotly contested this year?
Oh, sure. There's certainly going to be some. The race to secede is something else in politics.
It has come up in Wisconsin this year, though.
You do occasionally get some stories about it. That race between to succeed Senate President Mike Ellis, mm-hmm. which involves Penny Barnard-Shaber, a Democrat, and Roger Roth, a Republican, is one that has seen a little bit of interest. Another one would be the race to replace Senator Dale Schultz on the western side of Wisconsin, on the other side of the state. So, I mean, there's certainly going to be some races that are competitive. We'll see whether or not the overall houses are competitive.
And the idea in both of those were Republican senators viewed as, if not moderate, as more moderate than the rest of their colleagues, leaving, probably going to be replaced by more conservative Republican candidates. But Democrats thinking, well, if we've been electing moderate Republicans, maybe there's room here for a moderate Democrat.
Right. I mean, with political dynamics being what they are, anytime you have somebody that's been in the legislature for a long time and has a profile of occasionally voting against his or her party, typically when they leave, they're going to be replaced by someone either, you know, from whichever party, they're going to be replaced by someone who votes with their party more often. That's just simply the way the world has worked in recent years.
And you briefly mentioned whether either house might change hands, both the Assembly and the Senate. Republicans control them. it doesn't seem like there's much thought that the Democrats have a shot at taking either of them at this point.
Right. I mean, obviously the assembly is 60-39. So that given the effects of redistricting and a number of other factors, it's just not feasible, at least given the current state of races, to imagine the Democrats taking back that House. The Senate, there's a slim possibility. It's 18-15, so it's certainly closer. But they will certainly have their work cut out for them, because one seat, the seat now belonging to John Lehman, changed considerably as a result of redistricting. So John Lehman, who is not running for re-election in that seat, he's running for lieutenant governor, that seat is certainly going to go to the Republicans. So Democrats already start out with kind of in the races with that one seat deficit. So it'll be a challenge for them.
And then back to the statewide level, the next biggest race is the one for attorney general. It's going to be an open seat with incumbent J.B. Van Hollen not running again. Three Democrats, I think, one Republican in the race. What do you make the candidates so far?
You know, in that race, you have one Republican, Waukesha County District Attorney Brad Schimmel. He's had a pretty active campaign. Just today, he put out a plan for dealing with the heroin epidemic in the state. You have three Democrats, one state rep, John Richards, and then you have Jefferson County District Attorney Susan Happ and Dane County DA Ishmael Ozan. You know, we'll see in those races. I mean, they all have various things going for them. You know, for instance, Ozan and Richards are both from the two big blocks, the regions in the state where there are big blocks of Dem voters. Susan Happ has a profile of being able to win an election in a more Republican area as a Democrat. So they all have things that they can point to as strengths. You know, we'll see which one starts to mount the most viable campaign as things go forward.
They all participated in a forum. I think it was the Wisconsin Professional Police Association. All agreed. You mentioned heroin. That heroin was the biggest law and order issue affecting Wisconsin right now. Do you think that's going to be something they keep coming back to through the race?
Oh, I'm sure. I think because obviously in the state, cities, drugs are always going to be a major concern on the question of law and order. And we have seen in recent years also more focus on the problem of drugs such as heroin and methamphetamines in various rural areas or less urbanized parts of the state. So, I mean, that's going to be a natural one for campaigns and voters to focus on.
And then the other statewide races, maybe not such marquee ones, state treasurer and secretary of state. Are these things that... Well, I won't ask you if they matter exactly, but are people going to get worked up on these two campaigns if they're not running or related to someone?
I wouldn't expect them to get worked up about those races because, I mean, in all honesty, they don't matter. In most states, the Secretary of State is someone who has important duties such as running the state's elections and tracking its corporations, their, you know, their filings and so forth. In Wisconsin, the Secretary of State does neither. The state treasurer is also, again, an office that once upon a time had the, you know, some power of the purse or, you know, some control over the state's finances. That is no longer at all the case. Really, very few duties of any kind still relate to that office.
And Jason, before we let you go, in our last election cycle here, we were a swing state in a presidential election. We had a U.S. Senate seat up for grabs, got a lot of national attention. Are we going to get that kind of attention this time, or is this going to be more of an inside affair?
You know, we will certainly get attention. You know, there's not a lot of – there's obviously not a U.S. Senate race. The only right now – highly competitive congressional race is the race to succeed Tom Petri in the 6th congressional district, where you have one Democrat and several Republicans teeing off on that. Obviously, the governor's race is going to draw national attention. It already is. It will be in a maybe not in the top tier of races nationally, but certainly in the second tier, at least in that tier of races nationally.
Jason, we'll leave it there. Thanks for joining us again.
My pleasure, Rob. Thank you.
That's Jason Stein, Capitol reporter with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, giving us a look at who may be on the fall election ballot. Today is the filing deadline.